today, it happens to work out. I say Beloshim and Ayodam, and it happens to work out. But today is the night of Yad Kislev. There's no mikra here. And, which of course is the Yud side of the Magid, which of course is the successor of the Baal Shem Tov, the Magid of Mezrich. It's also the time that the Baal HaTanya was released from prison. Interesting just to tell you just a little bit of the Magid. It's Kedai because the Torah of the Baal HaTanya is, of course, the Kabbalah of the Limud that he started under the Magid. So it's really the Torah HaMagid, which of course is the Torah HaBaal Shem Tov, which were disseminated through the Talmidim of the Talmidei Baal Shem Tov and Talmidei Talmidov. So really the primary source that the great leaders of Hasidus were Mekabel were really Talmidim of the Magid. The Magid before he was Niskarv to Hasidus, the Magid was the Talmud of the Pnei Yeshua. And before he even had an inkling about Hasidus, where he was well known as a Goyin Oilam, he was a person who acquired Shleimus, not only in Teres HaNigla, but also in Teres HaNister. But it was a different level, a different dower gift Teres HaNister. It was something that until he came to the Baal Shem Tov, he said, he thought he had an idea what Teres HaNister is about. Until he studied under the Baal Shem Tov, and the Baal Shem Tov taught him, and he realized that it's an entirely, totally, completely new dimension in Teres HaNister. And of course, it was through the Magid that truly that Hasidus became really a center. Mezrich became a center of Hasidus, and I guess who's who in Hasidus were the Talmidim of the Magid. That includes the Rebbe Meilich, it includes, of course, the Baal HaTanya, it includes the Chozim Lublin, the Lev Yisrael Mebadishev. You can go on and on, the Koshin Tzur Magid, and so on. These were the great, well-known disseminators of Hasidus, the great Atmoirim, and these are all Talmidim really of the Magid. Said that the Koshin Tzur Magid himself said that before he came to the Magid, he already had studied about 800 different Sfarim, he said, on Kabbalah. But he said, but until he came to the Magid, then all of a sudden he realized that he has no Hasogi what it's all about. Interesting just to mention that the Tanya writes in the Tshuvas, in the added Tshuvas, writes the Tanya to the Shulchan Aruch. So he writes in the added Tshuvas, he writes like this, that I take credit, it appears, for writing the Shulchan Aruch Harav, which to this day is a major, major source in Halacha. But I want you to know, everything that I wrote went and was under the scrutiny of the Magid. And the Magid agreed with me. As a matter of fact, is that any difficulty, he says, that I encountered in Halacha we're talking about, I brought forth to the Magid, and the Magid was the one basically who gave me the pisur and gave me the solution, and he writes, it's Kedai to the Loshen. So he writes this, he called Dover HaKosha, the Talmidim write, and he himself says, Hevi lifnei Rabbi v'hiskim imoi, gam b'shayla chamura b'din treifis harei. It was a very, very serious shayla concerning treifis and the lungs, which took place b'kayis tovkuf lamad veiz, right in 1772. B'hiyoisi, he writes, when I was b'beis Adm Rabbeinu ha'godla ha'goyna mefursim rein rab doiver nishmose eidin b'kilik doishe rovne. He was in Rovne. V'hiskimoi data ha'kdoishe. And he was maskim, he says, to my opinion. Interesting is also that the Yainik of the Baal HaTanya writes that he heard from his grandfather, the Tanya of the Tzemach Tzedek, writes that he heard from the Tanya, he said, that there were three people, said the Tanya, who saw me soifoi lam vatsoifoi. He said, Arizal, Baal Shem Tov, he said, and the Magid. These three. This is what the Tzemach Tzedek said that he heard from his grandfather. Interesting thing to mention also, that before the Histalkus, that before the Magid passed away, he said to his son, Rav Avrom HaMaluch, as he was known, he said to him that the Rav HaMaluch came from a faraway place, from a place called, it was called Chudostov, came to Rovne, Erev Shabbos Kodesh, came to see his father. The Magid at that time was in Rovne. So after Shabbos, on Sunday, Rav Avrom HaMaluch goes back to his house. So the Magid said, even though he says, I'm staying here, but I'm going to be Malavi you, he says, through Rio, by seeing your entire journey, he says, from my house till you get home. This is what the Tanya quoted and to his children and to the grandchildren, to the descendants, about the greatness of the Magid. I just want to mention is that, just quote you from the Shem Shmuel Sokhichov, one of the classical Sforim on Hasidus. Shem Shmuel is in Parshas Vayetze, in Tofrei Shayim Beis. very fascinating thing. The Mishmu writes, Shumati b'shem ha-magid ha-kudish ha-reb reber, said, I heard the name of the Magid, she'omal l'shnei talmide ha-chom and talmide ha-gro. At that time, you know, talmide ha-gro were oil to Eretz Yisrael, as we know, talmide ha-gro. She'noisem l'Eretz Yisrael v'ovru derech iro, and on the way going to Eretz Yisrael, two talmide ha-chom, talmide ha-gro, they happened to pass through the city of the Magid. Shemishmul writes this, and I quote it. V'shual oisom, the Magid asked them, you're on the way to Eretz Yisrael? Im kvar tiknu chutzlar shenoisem l'Eretz Yisrael shen dualis m'sakin givet? So the guys get to Israel, the Yoatz Lohem, Shem Shmuel writes, She Yisharu Etzloi, She Etzloi Hu Eretz Yisrael. The Magid Gizot, Eretz Yisrael Zvi Yichbin. The Chein Hoyo, She Nis'alu L'Kedoy She'elyun. That they became Kedoy She'elyun. This is the lotion that the Shem Shmuel writes. I just want to mention that the Zidua, the Balatan used to say many times, he used to speak about his Rebbe, about the Magid. He used to say that the Magid said, Otten Gishep Ruach HaKodesh, he says, with pails. In other words, you were able to see so often, so frequently. He said, Ruach HaKodesh must be geshept, he says, with pails, he says. And the moivsim, he says, were like under the table, so it's a gedreit, but nobody was interested in picking it up. He said, because they came to the Magid for his Torah. They came to his Magid in terms to learn a derech and avodas Hashem. I want to mention one more thing, that the Tanya said, that when it says in the Pasuk in Chumash in Bereishis, it says, Nasa odom betzalmeinu kidmuseinu, he said, who is the Isha Sholem HaKadosh Baruch Hu had in mind? He said, about Tanya Tzom, the Magid. He said, the Magid, he says, was another Masholem. And even though we know he was a Balmum, we know that he limped. He limped on his left leg. He limped. So the Tanya said, I want you to know. What does another Masholem mean? Another Masholem, said the Tanya, is that any aver he moves, a chokolt me develt. Another Masholem means, not just with this aver, or with that aver. Any aver that he moves, he literally, he shakes up the world. And it says in Zohar HaKodesh, it says, Chesed is Roya Yamin. So if you shake the right hand, you must be a Chesed on the world. Givura is Roya Smoil. Said the Tanya, therefore, the Magid was not able to lift his left leg, Shloile Oirer es Midas HaGivura B'Yoylam. Because he lifts leg, his Givura. If he lifts his left leg, it's not just lifting the left leg. Left is Din, the Shokal Medevel. With the Chazishol Noiridin on the world. This is how the Tanya quoted. Just have a nuskha of a kvittel, let me just read to you, that the Magid wrote a pidyon nefesh to the Baal Shem Tov. And he writes as follows. He writes, Baruch Hashem, he says, Doiver ben Chava, the Yeshua, the Gufu ben Nefesh, Refu Shalem, and the Choyle Raglov. He says, Uletar Nefesh, Ruach, and Ishom Shalai. Mahamoyer Shal Hatoira Hagdoy Shal Amunis Chachomim. Be'emes, v'chaim, v'sholam, oisoy, v'sbeisoy, b'chlal, kol yisoy, omen, ken yirotzen. And says, pidyon nefesh was dalad zehuvim, four gold coins. That's what he gave. And this was the kvittel, this was the bracha. This is the bracha they asked for. So, kaponim, as we say, this is a very choshev zman. So now we'll continue, Bezer Hashem, talking with the Tanya. We'll begin here on page 12, as we have in the Tanya. All the Tanya editions basically are marked with the same pages. And towards the bottom, about five lines from the bottom, v'im kol zeh. Let's just recap where we're up to here. And it's important, before we look in, but just to have the idea again. Baal Shem Tov told us two things. Number one, that every neshama, yeh mi shiyeh, even he said, akal shebekalim, comes from the highest source of the chelik l'kai mimal. Every neshama v'id. So not only it comes from a chelik l'kai mimal, that's idea number one. But concept number two is that even... So the question was, of course, why? Why are some neshamas we find kalim shebekalim? Why do we find some neshamas are certain lower madregas? Certainly, Moshe Rabbeinu's neshamas are high madrega. It's not from the source. From the source, it says they are all a chelik al kaimimal. But the neshama coming down from Shemaim to this world had to go through a hishtalshelus of various olamos, and going through this process of the hishtalshelus olamos coming down to this world, descending, descending after descending after descending. So different neshamas are affected in different ways. That's why some neshamas are still on a higher level, some are on a lower level. But the source of the neshamas are all from the highest of the highest. Chelik l'kai mimal. That was concept number one. Concept number two, not only do they come from the source, but they're still connected to the source. That's the other idea. Now, as Gevendrich, usually if you take something away from a source, it comes from the source, but it's no longer connected to the source. You took it away. But the Tanya's Mechadishin says, that was concept number two, that not only the neshamas, not only the Shamas come from the highest source, but even after they're down in this world, even in their lowly state, some neshamas, much lower state, like he says, from people who are kalim shibikalim, but nevertheless they're still connected. They're still connected l'maisa to the highest source. It's still connected. By virtue of the analogy that he gives, it's just like the nails. Of course, are the lowest. Nails of the feet are the lowest portion of the human body. Draw their nourishment from the brain, right? From the brain. And the brain of the child itself is the source of the father's brain. And that is the tip of the av created the brain of the child, right? And then underwent the process to become a nail as well. So even though that nail is already no longer a brain, the tip of the av started from a brain. That tip was moilid, a full child, which has also a brain. So that brain is directly connected to the father's brain. And the nail, chelik ha-nail, the tzipranayim that developed, it draws nourishment from the brain, right, of the child. So the nails of the child draws nourishment from the brain of the child, which in essence is a chelik of the mayach ha'av. So too, says the Tanya, the tzaddikim represent, which is the Rosh Alpha Yisrael, they are the brain of the person. So the Rosh Alpha Yisrael, they are directly connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It says, and the Kalim Shebekalim are Bebchina Tziponayim, if they are connected to the tzaddikim, so they, by virtue of being connected to tzaddikim, again are connected to directly to the original source. That's what the Tanya posited. So the Maaseh comes out that all neshamas are still connected to the original source. The fact that you find them now in the lower state, whatever it is, because having come down from the upper world to this lower world, the ishtalchelus, acher ishtalchelus, namela, this yirida process, causes them to become affected in various ways. Now, to show you this idea, I want you to look at the sheet just, which are Gedal Yishor in Parshas Vayera, which of course, which he draws, you know, from the various different Hasidus, even though he doesn't mention it. But soon I'll show you also from the Zohar Kodesh. But look at the Yor Gedalia, which has the same idea about what the Ishtalsha is, the fact that the Nishamas come down through various worlds, lower worlds, even lower worlds, till this world, which is the lowest, which is the Olam Huasiya, Atzilus, Bria, Yitzira, Asiya, the four various worlds. This is Olam Huasiya. But not only that, but we find this phenomenon of the inyan of the Ishtalshalas, of the various Yuridis, of dissension, and therefore becoming more materialized, we find it not only regarding Nishamas who have come down, but the world itself. And this is a very, very famous pshat, which is a very beautiful pshat, a fascinating pshat, as of Gedal Yishor says, Hine kvar izkarnu kama pomim, lefarish mashom ruchazal, lefarish the shem shundalad yud, right? Shaddai from Loshin Shaddai. What does it mean? So Chazal saying Chagiga that Bisho Shabor HaKadosh Baruch Hu Soilom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu actually, when he created the world at that time, Hoyomarchi Vahoylech, the world intended to keep expanding until HaKadosh Baruch Hu said Shaddai Siganik, die Siganik. It's from that order, direction, instruction, Siganik, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, that's the source of the name Shin Dalad Yid, Shaddai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu called out, it's enough. עד שגור הבא הקדוש ברוך הוא והעמידו הם והאין דור משלו כשמעת עכשיו אני כאל שעד אני הוא שאמרתי לו אלומי די וכן אומר חזל שלוש נשעדי is who die אלכוסי לכל בריא. What does it mean? So what does this mean, this idea? The world wants to keep expanding. Kedosh Baruch Hu said it's enough. What are we talking about? והפרש הוא כבי שבור הקדוש ברוך הוא סוי לומר הקדוש ברוך הוא created the world שכל יסוידי הוא הלם. Oilam is from Loshin Helam, Nelam, it's hidden, it's concealed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence in the world is concealed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Davke planned it that way. Obviously, otherwise it wouldn't be a Bechirif. Everybody would clearly, openly see HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence in the world. Of course, it wouldn't be no Nisayin, it would be no challenge. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Davke created the world in a way that you, if you want to fool yourself, you can easily be fooled. As a matter of fact, there's so many obstacles in the way to try to fool you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did everything, so to speak, within his power, to conceal and hide himself just enough that you can be fooled, but if you want to find him, you can still find him as well. Imagine if he would hide to the extent you can't even find him, then we'd all be in trouble. So that's the Nakuda here. The Nakuda is that being that the world should call you side who hell and boyfriend should betray Chabriya, yes, Hester. Kabbalah creates the world that betray Chabriya there is hidden concealment. That's why we have all these philosophers. That we have all these intellectuals, right? They have all these atheists. Right? So the Kadosh Baruch Hu Bedavka created the world in a way that it appears we have something that's called nature. Right? Nature, it's a fake word. It's a made-up word. Which means to say, as if the world just has its natural order by itself. Avagam, he says, hell and the Hester, but even that hiddenness, Zehu Bemidim Misuyemis. It's only up to a point. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't hide himself altogether or completely. Even that has a gevul. Ki higibil es koiches hateva, even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu put nature into operation, but up to a point. HaKadosh Baruch Hu limited the koiches hateva, the gevul ubemidim misuyemes, shaloyah hahesr ad kedei kach, it shouldn't be so hidden, shaloyah biyacholes ahakir mitoich habriya, shaKadosh Baruch Hu mahavis habriya. HaKadosh Baruch Hu still wanted, of course, the idea was to give the opportunity that those who really are seeking the truth, are interested in finding it, who can find it. Rakia b'midikazu, because Baruch Hu concealed himself. And he hid himself up to a point, Shodom still here be a cholosa lahakir, but Shakesh Baruch Hu boros olama. B'zeh shomra b'zor HaKodesh. Zor HaKodesh says, Shoholom nivra b'shem Elohim. You know what the word Elohim means? Elohim is made up, Shoisius, me, the Ela. Take the word Elohim, rearrange the words Elohim. You have the word Ela, and you have the word me. Me, Ela. What do these two phrases, these two words, me and Ela, remind us? It reminds us, Shem HaKosub, Se'u Moray Menechem, all you have to do is raise your eyes up high, Ure'u, me, Bora Ela. Elohim is me, Ela. Su Enechem, raise your eyes, look deeper, and you'll see who created the world. Elohim, me, Bora Ela. Me, Ela. See to it, who's the one who actually created the world? If you want to find out, you'll find out. Just lift up your eyes and see. Take a good look. Because Baruch Hu Ketchila created the world in such a fashion that it raises the question. People, I can look at this world and they're going to say, who created this wonderful world? That a person through his questions will be able to come to the conclusion, Lahakora, to recognize clearly Shalalakus B'Torcha Briya, to be able to find the Kodesh Baruch Hu in the Briya. So he says, Hainu, right? What it means is to say, this is what it means, Sha'omru, Dai, Elikusai, L'chol Beria. Sha'omai, L'omai, Dai means, Hainu, Shalakus B'Torcha Briya, HaKodesh Baruch Hu's godliness within creation, Uboifim Kazeh, Sha'yachol Kol Beria, L'hakir Mahabriya, Sha'kodesh Baruch Hu Boros Oilom. In other words, what it means is to say, if the world would have expanded more, as it were, it means that the world wanted to materialize itself up to the point where HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that if it's allowed to turn more and more into Gashmiyistic, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence will not be able to be found. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yes, is hiding himself. There's a bechin of Haloma, there's a bechin of Hester, but to the point where there's a Gevul. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence can be found in creation. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, die. Die means it's enough materialized already. Because should the world become even more Gashmizdik, you won't be able to find me. The reason that they were still able to find the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, should we seek him out within creation? Because the Baruch Hu said, die. That the hiddenness and the concealment should only be with the Gevul, up to a measure. That's what it means, that the world intended to expand, means to keep materialized, becoming more Gashmizdik, even more natural. It become more natural, more tevedic. If that would happen, we would not be able to find the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Kodesh Baruch Hu said, die. So I want to show you that this thought, and then we move on to the Tanya, take a look in the Zera Kodesh, which of course is the Rav Shitzer and Parshas Vayikra. It says it in a number of places, but one place that we have here on the sheet. He said, V'zeh b'chin Hashem shakai shadorshu razal cho'om l'alomo die. You know what it means? It means is, the truth is, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created all of these various worlds, they were all spiritual. That which the Tanya said regarding Neshamas, we're talking about the worlds themselves. That the worlds basically descended, from higher to lower. Ad Oilam Azeh HaGashmi, till it comes down, descended to this Gashmizdige world. This is the most Gashmizdige world that we have. It's so Gashmizdig that the Yetzirah has the power lahakhish poshet to deny HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence. The liftois is b'nei Odom, and to entice people, memunas l'kei olam, But Kodesh Baruch, of course, gave the Bechir in the hands of people. However, if the world would be allowed to keep expanding, what does it mean, keeping expanding? It means there'd be more dissension and becoming more materialized, more materialized.
He says, "Koyach Godla Sitra Achra, the Yitzhar would have even much greater powers." But Oilam, Shoyin Ishtal Shulam Oilam Azeh Yoiser, would have become a great Oilam Azeh, or Yisham Nifsokim Amunas Eleke Oilam Chaz Vishonam. Okay, Oimar, he said, Oilam Adai. So the Ishtal Shulam, the dissension, the lower, all of this process causes the Ruchnis to turn to Gashmias. That we find also with this world. Takash Baruch said, Dai, Sekenik. Can't allow any more dissension, we can't allow any more. Allowing the world to materialize and to become more materialistic. The same thing happened with the Nishamas. The Nishamas are nice to come down from Shemaim, coming down to this world. The Ishtalshlas, the Yuridis, and the dissension of the Nishamas affected various Nishamas, therefore you find them different Madregas. However, the source, from where they came from, they all came from the original source. That's the Nekudah. So now we go to the Tanya further, now we see inside, the Loshna Tanya, V'im Kol Zeh. The Tanya now is developing again the second concept. That not only do the Nishamas all come from the original source, but they're still connected to the original source. How so? By which means are the lowest Nishamas still connected to the original source? Again, it's not enough that they come from the original source, but even when they're down here already, they're still connected. That's why we have to have a new Yesoid to develop. So he says, Im kol zeh oidenu kishuras miyuchados. He said, nevertheless, that these Nishamas have become already much lower than they originally were, then nevertheless, they are still bound and connected, b'yichud nifle, he says, with a mighty unity, right? B'yichud nifle v'otzum, b'mehusam v'atzmusan arishoyim. They are still connected with their original essence, he says, in Gansen, shehi hamshoches chochem yeloah, which is basically an extension from the original chochem, from machshoves elikim, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. B'b'chines, he says, Yisrael olu b'machshove, coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's machshove, thought process. As he points out, how, by what means is that so? By what means are the lowest of the Nishamas, we call them the Kalim Shebekalim, the other Lashonis, as he says, how are they still connected to the original source? Ki Yenikis, because the nurture, Ki Yenikis V'chius Nefesh Ruach and Nishama, because these are the three levels that every person has, the different levels of Nefesh Ruach and Nishama, Shalom Ayoritz. Where do these Amoratzim, or the Stam common, or lowly people, let's call them. Where do their neshamas draw their chiyus from? What fuels their neshamas? Because the neshamas need to be fueled. Where do they draw their chiyus? If not from their own doing, and not from their own Torah mitzvahs, because they are kalim shebekalim. So what gives chiyus to their neshamas? He says that is menefesh ruach and neshamas shel tzadikim v'chachamim. It's from the nefesh and the ruach and the neshama of the tzadikim and the chachamim. Rosh bnei Yisrael shebedoyrim. So Mamela, being that they draw the unique, right, and the life force, Taki, from those, the tzaddikim, they represent, Taki, the moyach of Klal Yisrael, right? So Mamela, if they are connected to the tzaddikim, represent the moyach of Klal Yisrael, right? And the moyach of the tzaddikim, the moyach themselves, they are connected to the Chochmei Eloah. So even the lowest, therefore, through the medium of the tzaddikim, are connected to the Chochmei Eloah, to the upper, to the supreme wisdom. Can understand Chazal say Ladov Kaboy. The Posik says that there's a mitzvah to cleave onto Kadosh Baruch Hu, right? Shekol Hadovei b'Talmid Chacham. Chazal said that anybody who's connected to a Talmid Chacham, Malo v'Akotzev Kilo Nidbak B'Shchina Mamish. The person who's connected to a Talmid Chacham is not just connected to a Talmid Chacham; he's actually connected to the Shchina itself. And so you ask yourself, so how's it shaykh that a person who's connected to a Talmid Chacham is connected directly to Kadosh Baruch Hu? So the Tanya, the way we explained it, he says, we can now understand it. Kal Yedei Dveike, he says, the Talmid Chachamim, because through the, when the Am Yoretz, right, are connected and they are attached to Talmid Chachamim, so Kishura is Nefesh Ruach and Neshama Shalom Oretz, so now their Nefesh Ruach and Neshama of the Am Yoretz are bound and connected, Miyuchadoiz B'Mahusam Rishin V'Sharsham Shebechach Meiloah, to the original essence, Shehu Yisbarach v'chachamosay echod v'uhamadez. We said before, Kadosh Baruch Hu, him and his wisdom are one. He's the knowledge and he's everything. Shapoishim umardim b'talmud chacham v'apoishim. Now he raises another question. So what happens with those people who don't cleave on to talmud chacham? So those people don't. We're saying that the medium, that every nisham is connected to the chacham eloi, is true by being connected to talmud chacham. Now being connected to talmud chacham is connected to the shechina. What about those poshim? What about those people who basically reject? Those people are poshim umardim b'talmud chacham. They rebel against the talmud chacham. So where do they receive their ruchnis digger nurture? Where do they receive taka their life from? Because that pshat is the ruchnizige life force can only flow where there is bepashis a desire to receive and to give life, to want to give life. So he says yenikis nefesh ruach neshama shalahem. He says the yenike, the sustenance and the nurture of the nefesh ruach neshama of the emiratzim is mebechinas achirayim. It comes, as it were, from the hind part of the Talmid Chachamim, which means the fact is it becomes the mezot, it becomes a chelik. This way, Kadosh Baruch Hu put into the bria. The sun shines; everybody benefits for the sun. Some people are capable to receive more; some people are capable to save. If you're in a house or you're behind a screen, you're going to receive less. Those who are poishim and moedim Talmid Chachamim, they receive it. So to speak, like from the back way. So it's even like it's kilu there, it's being screened. But the fact is, in order for the neshama to exist, they are going to receive nurture and life from Talmid Chachamim. But the states of the quality is not going to be the same. Because being that baklal, that they are not attached to the Talmid Chachamim, they are rebelling against Talmid Chachamim, it's like somebody gives you a backhanded present, right? Doesn't want to give you, but he's forced to give for some reason, you have to give it. So he gives it from behind, he gives you. The biyotzitzan, he takes something, just like throws it at you. So obviously the quality and the level of that is not going to be the same. So that's the nekuda. That's the nekuda that the Tanya says that it comes to the bechina of achirayim shel nefesh ruach and neshama. But the very fact is that they also receive, but they receive it from the hind part. So mamela, be as it may, the klal has to be that every neshama lemaisa, without exception, has to be bound. It has to be bound with its shayrish and with the source, as we say. Has to be to the original source. To what extent are they going to receive? That's totally poshut in individual. So lamaisa, even amaratzim will have that koyach. And the very fact is, otherwise the neshama will not be able to exist. So any neshama b'chlal is a viable neshama, even in its lowliest state, has to receive its nurture from the tzaddikim, the chachomim, the chachmei hador. They are the conduit, if you will. Now being receiving nurture from the chachomim, like the nail receives it again from the moyach, and the moyach of the ben is connected to the Mayachlav. The Tzadikim are connected right to the Chokh Miloa. So everybody, Lamaisa, everyone's neshama is connected to the original source. Before we go further, I want to take a look and to see this idea that the Tanya develops. The tremendous, the connection between the neshamas of Klal Yisrael, the neshamas of the Tzadikim of the generation. So let's take a look first here at the Tver Shleim on the bottom, number 3, Tver Shleim Radomsky, which is in the Chelik of Shmini Atzeres. Again, just cut out just what we need here. They're all longer than we have them here on the sheet. Says the Tver Shleim as follows. Sholosh pomim bashono, 3 times a year, Yeroi calls the churches b'nei odoim. Avadit means kipshutoi, to go up to the Mokem HaMikdosh. Zohar HaKadosh has a different interpretation. He's the Zohar HaKadosh. The Zohar HaKadosh says, as Pnei Odon, Zereb Shimon ben Yochai. 3 times a year, go up to see whom? Shimon ben Yochai. So Tzvei Shlomo says, what it really means is, at least a few times a year, get in touch with the Godel Hador. Shimon ben Yochai is referring to the Godel Hador of that time. But at least a few times a year, be connected with the Talmid Chacham of the generation. Be connected with great people. A person can be evaluated by the company he keeps. See to whom you are attracted to. At least Sholish Pomim Bashana, the Zohar HaKadosh says, it's Pnei Ho'odoyim, Zereb Shimon Yochai, explains the Tver Shleim, Ho'inyin. Abimash Shekotzev, he said, Abimash Shekotzevti, in a different place, B'mitzvah Aliyah Saregel. Do you know what the Tachlas of Mitzvah Aliyah Saregel is? Ho'ikedei Lahalois HaToyrev HaMitzvahs. In order to be able to elevate all the Torah mitzvahs the entire year that were not done properly, These Torah mitzvahs need a tikkun. We always think of ourselves doing tshuva on averus. What about doing tshuva on our mitzvahs? Doing tshuva on our mitzvahs. Our mitzvahs were not done properly. In the Kabbalistic sources, it's always mentioned that when mitzvahs are performed properly, they, so to speak, have wings. It's parches le'elo. That the mitzvahs go up to Shemaim to the proper source, to the proper mokim. It's parches le'elo. The wings is a hav of yira. These are the trei gadfin. These are the two wings that basically carry up our mitzvahs. In other words, if you do a mitzvah with enough ahava, with enough yira, the hava of yira become the wings in order to raise and to elevate our mitzvahs. It should be parches le'elo. Should go up to Shemaim, to the proper place. It says here that Tzvarish Lema, the Lashon Zohar is, Deloy dechilu urechimu. Dechilu means yira, rechimu means ava. So the Zohar tells us, the idea is that those mitzvahs, shenasu beloy dechilu urechimu, which were not done with yira and ahava, beloy parchu le'elo. So therefore, v'nisharu lamato, is therefore they remain down here. The v'chinis haraglayim, the feet are the lowest portion, right, of the kayim shalem of a person. Those mitzvahs that a person did not elevate to the point of being parches le'elo, they remain down here. So there, bebechinas raglayim, the li tikkun kroy, by the aliyas harego. Hear the word aliyas harego, to elevate those that remained low, for yoteyelus lohem lahaloisam lamalo. That's the idea, aliyas harego. Be able to elevate our lowly mitzvahs. The same as the Baal Shem Tov, famous story that mentioned in the Shul Chassidus a number of times, maybe. The idea is Baal Shem Tov once came to a Beis Medrash and was tremendous learning. The Ad Baal Shem Tov, he says, what do you say to this Beis Medrash? Then he says, so Baal Shem Tov, there's one problem with this Medrash. It's filled with Torah. Filled with Torah? What's the chassan? When you learn Torah, it's supposed to go up to Shemai. This Torah stays down here. This Medrash is filled with Torah. If Torah is learned properly, then it goes up, it's Parchas Le'ela. But when it's not learned properly, it's not Parchas Le'ela. Blab to do. This medrash is filled with Torah. It's full. It didn't go up to Shemaim. It was not parches le'elo. The idea of the aliyas l'regel is to be able to elevate those Torah mitzvahs that on the bechina of raglayim. So now, look what he says further. V'zeh di'isa b'zohar HaKadosh. So the Zohar HaKadosh wants to give us advice. Wants to tell us what are the aids, what are the mediums of we are able to achieve aliyah to our Torah mitzvahs that need tikkun. The Kodesh is Pnei Ha'odin Zeh Rav Shimon Ben Yochai. What? Ki gam al yedei ha-hiskashus le-tzadik ha-dor yochel gam ken liyas aliyah l'chol ha-toyro mitzvah shloi nasu b'dechilu u-rechimu v'loi porcho le-elo al yedei hiskabris imoi by being mischaber with the tzadik yalo oisom l'malo. So the tzadik will bring up. Now you connect with the tzadik. Same way that his mitzvahs go up to Shemaim because he's a tzadik. He's mekayim mitzvah the way he's supposed to. Being connected to tzaddik is also going to be mala. It's going to be mala your Torah mitzvahs. And therefore, now we have new insight. When Chazal say, "Chayiv Odom, Chabal Pnei Rabbi Beregel," know what it means? The chinas haraglayim, those mitzvahs which are lowly as feet, yilam gamkin aliyah. Well, the matreya who goive lahagbil lamalo. The tzaddik will elevate. Lahagbil means to raise. He says, "Lamalo kol haTorah mitzvahs shenisharu lamato." That remained in the bottom. So that's a tremendous idea. You see, this is the koyach of being connected to Talmid HaChachomim, to Elohe Yidin. So that's the result of that. You'll be able to have a tikkun in the Torah mitzvahs that need an aliyah. Now, the Tzvarish Lema talks about Torah mitzvahs. What is added by the Oyev Yisroel, by the Abteruf in Parshas Devarim, it was like the Rosh of the Rebbes, Abteruf, also Talmud of the Magid, one of the great, great people. So if Yisrael writes, he says, you know, Klal Yisrael, if they are choyte, an individual, of course, sometimes has the understanding he has to say vidui, and he has to say yoshamnu begadnu. But how do Klal Yisrael at large, who are not ready to be mizvada, who does not occur to them to do tshuva, how in what way does Klal Yisrael as a whole, how do they receive a tikkun if they're not going to be mizvada individually on their averus? So here again, the idea is advanced by the Oyev Yisrael. Let's take a look, a few lines. Parshas Devarim says the Oyev Yisrael. Vehine, he says, Kishohodam Yisraeli. When a Yid is nichshul b'chatoyim chad v'sholot. V'roitza loshe b'tshuva shalem lifnei Hashem Yisborach. Ikra tshuva, of course, is the charota b'leiv u'bevidu peh be'emes. Hain l'zvadois, u'ledaber, u'legalois chatov, koidem riboin almin. V'oz, Then, of course, Ayidei Viduyo, Vidiburoi, Bepeh, Nistam Pius of Mekatrigim, is able to block the mouths of the Mekatrigim, Amastinim, Achitzoinim, all of the accusers, right? All of the prosecutors. Labal Yuchlu, Lekatreg, Olahastin, all of they should not have any shlita to bring any negative information against them, right? Well, Asher, who beyatzmoy, since he himself, Medaber, Adoy, Bachno, he speaks for himself, Bachno, that's very good. Lazet, Enlon, Peledaber. In other words, his hachnoah, his admission, his peh, using his mouth in the right way, acknowledging, yes, oshamnu, bogadnu, gazalnu, that closes up the mouths of the makatrigim. He uses his mouth by saying oshamnu, bogadnu. Fine. Al deizeh, shem yizborach, merachim, olav, mechaper, chatov, u'kamo shukod, the posuk says, u'moide, somebody who admits, v'oizev, yiruchim, fine. Fine, b'zeh, b'zeh, kodesh, parashas, pinchas, so. V'neizeh, u'shayach, he says, of course, this works, kishiyech, te'ezeh, yochid, mi'yisroel. The yochid is chayte, he does tshuva, everything is fine. Omnom, kashi yechtu rabbi mi Yisrael chaz v'sholom, but if many yidn are chayte, oz bevadai min animnu shi yischatu v'yizvadu kulam keechot b'lev echot. You have all kinds of yidn. You can't tell me or expect that Kant's Kali, so they're all going to say shamdu begadnu, really. Very, very small percentage will. However, he says, omnom kein, ki is tzadikayu bedora, there are tzadikim the generation, Asher heimo mekashrim es atzmon beklolos defoshes Yisroel neshomes Yisroel shebedoyrom the heimo mezvadom and medabrim vadom. Amazing thing. He says that tzaddikei hador, their neshomes are connected with all of the neshomes in Klal Yisroel. Now the Tanya said that there's a connection even by poishim umardim. Okay, Tanya said it's from the tzad ha'charayim, but nevertheless there is a connection. There's this kashrus. There's a nurture and there's a life force being drawn by every individual neshama, lamaitse, from the tzaddikim. So being that there is a kesher between the nishmas at tzaddikim, the neshamas at tzaddikim, to all of the yidden. And being if there's a kesher, that binds them all together. And in a certain sense, when the tzaddikim are mizvada, they are able to be mizvada in the bechina, like we find the Kohen Gadol in the mizvana, on behalf of Klal Yisrael. At that time, when there was a Kohen Gadol, Klal Yisrael didn't even have to say anything, because the Kohen Gadol's vidui was on behalf of everybody. This is an amazing thing, they says, that the tzaddikim of the generation, they are mizvadu medabrim badom. Again, we just have to fathom this idea, to find and see how Klal Yisrael are connected to our great people. And it's through that connection to the great people that we're able to survive and we're able to continue and to go on. Whether we like it or not, one way or another, we draw life and nurture, he says, from the neshamis of the tzaddikim. I want to show you, Rabbi Sai, that very quickly, I want you to go over here at number 6, the Noyim Alei Melech. You'll see the Imre Noyim on yourself if you want to. There's a difference how Yid becomes a Noyisher, he says, through a Brach of a Tzaddik, he says, or through his own, he says, business acumen, he says. Find many times a person goes into business, and all of a sudden it goes to his head, and he's no longer the Zalbe Yid as he was. He's the Zalbe Mensch Ochnish. But it's not the same Yid. But he says if he receives his Ashiris, he says, from the Brach of a Tzaddik, they don't only go to Toiv, he says. That money will not veer him, of course, will not make him go off derech. By being connected to tzaddikim, that's the koich. The source of your ashiris, where the source of your bracha comes from. But let's take a look at the Noam Lamelech very quickly. Lamelech says in Pashto Kisisa. Natalie said, Isa b'Gemara Ner Marovi. We know that on the Menoira, there was a Ner Marovi. There's in the Gemara, which of the seven Neiris in the Menoira is called the Ner Marovi. But it said, when in the middle, it said the Nemarovia was the second to the last, depending which way the Menorah was positioned. Machloikis and Mesechus Menachos, not important to get into that Machloikis. But the Nemarovia was a specific Ner in the Menorah, which that had a specific mission, if you will, that it was that Ner, that Memeno Hoyadoilik, Memeno Yamadlik, or Memeno Hoyamate. It was from there that everything started. It was from that Ner that it would light the rest of the Neris, and Mate means to clean out the other lamps. But it started from the Ner Amarovia. The Noam HaLamelech says, Yesh Leimer the Chazal Romzu B'divrei Magdoishim Al HaTzadik Shu Nikr Ner Marovi. The Tzadik is called Ner Marovi. How? He says, Al Derech, very similar, he said, Isa B'Gemara. Why is Bovel? Bovel. Why is Bovel called Bovel? Bovel. Lom Nikr Shema Bovel. So Chazal say, Shebelula B'Mishne V'Gemara V'Agodes. Because Talmud Bavli, right? It comes from Bovel, and Bovel means to be mixed. Mincha Belula Bashemen. Bovel was a place that you had Torah on all levels. You had Mishnah, you had Gemara, you had Agadah. But here, here we have a word called Bavel, and yet it's referring to a spiritual side, right? It's called Bavel. And yet Chazal found in the name Bavel, Bimramis, the spiritual godless greatness that was taken out of Bavel. In other words, Bavel is a mixture, a place that you have all facets of Torah. Mishneh, Gemara, Nagodah. The same way also, Ner Marovi, Marovi Solosh and Taruvis, mixture. Mixture. Not Mar of West. If Bavel can mean Balula, right? Can be something that's mixed. So Marav can also mean Ma'uris. That's what he's saying, Alderach, he says. Similar to that, he says. So he says, Kemoike Natsadiku Ma'uriv Boy Kol Mina Kedushis. The Tzadik has all different types of Kedushis. Ahava, Viyira, Veroimemois, right? Roimemois of Torah with Tfilah, with Tzedakah, Tshuva, Gemilas Chasodim. So many different facets. In a life of Kedusha, to attain Shleimus in Kedusha, there's so many areas to excel. In all the various middos, because every middo has to be used in its proper time. And in addition to that, the learning of Torah and in Tefillah and in Tzedakah and Gimel Chesed and every area. The Tzadik is Me'urav, he's a Taruvis, he's a conglomerate. He's a composite of so many different areas that you have to do Shleimus and Avodas Hashem. So he's the Ner Marovi, the Oz Gemisht Ner. The Ner that's mixed, Loshen, like Babel is Oz Gemisht. Belula, Marovi is also Loshen Me'urav. Says there, Noam Elimelech, he says, L'chei Nikah Ner Marovi Loshen Me'urav. Zeha Pirish. So Chazal say that the Ner Marovi Memeno Hoye Madlik, he ignited the Nishamas. He's a Ner. He's the Ner Marovi. Ner Hashem Nishmasodo. The Ner symbolic of a Nishama. The Nishama of the Tzaddik ignites and it purifies the Nishamas of the rest of Klal Yisrael. Memeno Hoye Madlik, it's from the Ner Hamarovi. Ner Marovi meaning the Tzaddik. Memeno Hoye Madlik. Right, heim bnei yodo means kishim schabri me matzadik, gam heim madlikim nerisayim, heim nishmoson ba'ahava v'yira l'haboyer baruch hu. This is the koyach of being connected to tzadikim. It changes, people become transformed by being connected to great people. Just going to go down to the bottom now, look at the Tolish Yankiv Yosef also, we come on that, but what you have to save time. Let's look at the Ahava Sholem, just frightening words. I want to mention to you that the Ahava Sholem was really the first, if you will, the order of the Vishnu Serebis. The Ahava Sholem himself was Nifter in 1822. was Nifter in 1822. So almost 20 years before the Chassam Sofer. A little bit less. But he was Nifter in 1822, and he was a Talmud, among many others, also from Moshe Leib Misasiv. He's Mufursim as the Tzadik Hador, and the Ish Moifis, Godel, Betoyer, Benigla. The Goyin Hador, and Meshulam Iger, by the way. Meshulam Iger was a frightening Goyin. Some Sofer used to write, he says, we have no idea. He says, the Kavonis, the Oymik of Rav Meshulam Iger, he was the Rav in Preshburg before the Chassam Sofer. Meshulam Iger was a Meshuna Digi Goyin. Meshuna Digi Mice about his Goyinus. His Svarim, Sefer called Shasa Chuvah is Meshulam, which is Meshulam Iger, is Kemat, very, kind of impossible to understand. A lot of it's Poshit. And it's said because we are not able to be Yerid Li Omkoy, Meshulam Iger, in a Chuvah, writes to. So the Ahava Sholem, Remendel Mekosev, and he writes, Hagoyin Mekubal Eloikai, he says, Chasidu Prisha, Moirdik. He is also known as an Amoida Chesed. All his money he gave away to Aniyim. And there's a sefer called Seder Hadoiris. Not the Prisha Seder. So he writes there, he says he was the Amud Gimilas Chasodim, Asher Olav Ho'oilam Ho'yanishon. And when a Yid came to tell him about his Soros, that there was his own Soros. That's when the Tzadik Ador. Anyway, write the Ahava Sholem, look over here in Parshas Tzriah. The Hine, he says, Kishu Odom Poigim Chaz V'Sholem. When a Yid Chaz V'Sholem is Poigim, he does that Naveira. As a tzaddik taketh margish, hear that? The tzaddikim, no matter where the tzaddik is margish. Hapgam shepogam ho'odom. Kenoida! Seems to him it was quite kenoida. Ukemoy shemargish odom. Im nilke echad mevorach. Just like you yourself. If one of you are ivorim, get hurt, you feel it. You know about it. If a yid is choyta, he says the tzaddik is aware of it. He says, Kemoy ken margish a tzaddik hapgam shel odom. Ki ha-Yisrael heim evorov shel ha-tzadik. V'zehu mitzad, how does that happen?
goyl avosoi v'kurvosoi v'achdusoi im Yisrael be'emes la'amitoi. So we see the idea how the tzaddik is connected to each and every yidin klal Yisrael. So going back now to the Tanya. The Tanya says that therefore there's a connection with the klal Yisrael with the Rosh Ebenei Yisrael, and the male by being connected to the Rosh Ebenei Yisrael, who in turn are connected to the Chochmah Iloah. So each and every yid therefore is connected to the Chochmah Iloah. So now we go further. So having said that, says the Tanya further now, the Tanya wants to raise now a question, a basic question. And the question that he wants to raise is that being that we have put a yesod, right? We have put forth a cloud that any neshama, again, year mashi year, any neshama, every neshama is a chelik alakai mimal, which means its source is from the highest order. There seems to be a problem. It seems to be a problem. The problem is from a maimer in Zohar that many of us might have heard of. And the Zohar says, "Umach because of the Zohar," and this needs to be explained. The Tanya says it appears to be and runs in contradiction to what we have just said. Because the Zohar says, "Ubezohar Chodosh." It says, the Zohar Kodesh says that it's very important that the father and the mother who are trying to conceive a child should be mekadesh themselves, and the more kedusha there is in the union brings down a greater neshama, which means that if they are not mekadesh themselves, then they should do as a neshama. So it would very seem that certainly when you're talking about which is not the case, of course, with children of Amratzim. Of course, they do not conduct themselves in that way. That means, of course, that their neshamas don't, are not that. It's not the same. It's not the same neshama which is being brought down. It's not the same neshama which is being brought down. In other words, what we see from the Zohar, it means to see that their neshamas from the Amratzim are on a lower level. Their neshamas are not from the same original source of the highest level, Chelik Elokai Mimal. What kind of neshama is going to be emitted, brought out, is totally in the Kiddush B'Shas Tashmish, which is not done by the B'nai Amaratzin. And therefore the question is, so how can we say therefore, right, how do we say therefore, that yet all of the neshamas, even the Kalim Shebekalim, are of the same highest order? So what the Balatanya says is a tremendous Kiddush, that the Zohar Kodesh is not referring to the neshama. Now, neshamas are the same. Yom HaKadosh Givim B'Shas Tashmish, Nishm HaKadosh Givim. As far as the actual neshama, bringing down the neshama, any neshama that comes is a chelik alakai mimal. What the Zohar HaKadosh is referring to is to the garment, to the levush, which surrounds the neshama. In other words, you have a neshama, and there is a levush, there is a garment. And you'll see soon what the role of that garment is, as he points out right away. Hainu is what the Zohar HaKadosh talks about, that the quality of that which is being brought down depends on the Kiddush B'Shas Tashmish. He says, Mishum she'eloch nefesh ruach neshama, because there is no nefesh ruach neshama she'elo levush mi nefesh de atmis of evimoy. Every nefesh ruach neshama has a garment. It has a levush which comes from the nefesh of his father and its mother's essence. And the truth is that v'chol ha-mitzvah sho'isa, all the mitzvahs that a person does, hakol, he says, al yedei oisa levush, it's influenced by that levush. In other words, it is through the levush that the neshama achieves the ability to affect the body to do the mitzvahs. In other words, the neshama that affects the body to do the mitzvahs, it's according to the madrega of the levush. If the garment is of a higher quality, then the neshama, in turn, right, works better to affect the goof to do mitzvahs on a higher level. If the levush is of a lower quality, then ultimately the goof will be less motivated to do Torah mitzvahs. It's the quality of the levush, which in turn affects the neshama, right? Which gives it, as we said, the power and the ability to perform the mitzvahs. So he says, "Ba'afila ha'shefa shenois lo min ha'shemayim." He says, even the Sheva, which is the benevolence that flows, he says, down from Shemaim to here, how is it received? Hakel hu al yedei levush zeh. It all goes through this levush. And the idea is that nefesh and levush sometimes interchangeable. And the reason very simply is because the neshama is so strongly connected to that levush that therefore we use sometimes the word neshama, sometimes the word nefesh, even though it's not referring sometimes to the actual neshama, it's referring to the levush. So when the Zohar HaKadosh talks about, as mentioned before, when the Zohar HaKadosh talks about the quality of a neshama being dependent on the mekadri b'shatashim, he's not talking about neshama. He's not talking about neshama, he's talking about the levush. So the chilik is as follows, that v'im yekadosh is atzmoy. The person mekadosh himself, he sanctifies himself before conception of the child. The yamshich levush kadosh l'nishmas benoy. Then he'll bring a levush kadosh to the neshama of the child, which thereby, of course, giving the child more ability to be a greater Eved Hashem. So it will give the child a greater ability to be an Eved Hashem, depending on what type of levush, what type of suit, what type of a bag, what type of a garment surround that neshama. And therefore, look at the Tanya says, based upon that, no matter how great the neshama is, it still needs the father's kiddush at the time of conception. Why? Because you could have a neshama such as Moshe Rabbeinu's neshama. But assuming that the levush around that neshama would be of a lowly, of a poor quality, then even a neshama such as Moshe Rabbeinu's will not be able to achieve greatness. So the idea of being Mekadosh B'Sha'at Tashmish is in order to bring down a high quality levush. Because you can have the greatest neshama you want, but if the levush isn't in order, in proper order, then Mameli says that neshama will not be able to achieve high madrigas in Avodas Hashem. Afili neshama gedoyle tzricha l'kiddush oviv. Avach neshama atzmo, but as far as the neshama itself is concerned, he says, hine lepo'omim nishmas odom gevoye. Sometimes you find that the neshama, he says, of a person is so great, le'en kate, a tremendous neshama, bo liyois benoy shel odom nivze v'shofu. He says, you find that the neshama of a great man comes from a lowly person. Avraham Avinu comes from Terach. So Terach is able to produce a son like Avraham Avinu. He says, the idea is, the neshama itself, why? Because the neshama itself has nothing to do with it, but it'll be the levush. You can imagine that Terach maybe gave Avraham Avinu still a great neshama, but the levush might not be so great. But Avraham Avinu was able to overcome all of that. Because of the levush, what type of levush will be surrounding that neshama, that's totally in the Kiddush B'Sha'at Tashmish. So that's the idea, which is says, K'machikos of Arizal, as Arizal points out, B'likut the Torah, Pashas Vayero, B'tanamitzis, Pashas Bereshis, he says, that idea is, Nochemol. So again, so when you talk about this physical world, and you talk about the Hanhoge of the Ove V'imoy, at the time of conception, we're talking about a physical act. And therefore the Hanhoge of the physical act can't affect the neshama's ruchni tigechelik. What the physical act of the parents can affect, he says, is regarding, he says, the levush. And regarding the levush of that neshama, that's something that it could have effect, it can have something to do. We're going to stop over here, and the rest of the sheet of Yom can keep it, because I want to continue just to show a little bit about the union of being